We interrupt this program to bring you a message from President Barack Hussein Obama. And it's completely edit-free. Yep, no edits here. Not a one.
In the coming weeks and months, Congress will be engaged in the difficult issue of how best to reform health care in America. I'm committed to building a
fascistic
process where
only leftist douchebags
are welcome. But I'm also committed to ensuring that whatever plan we design upholds three basic principles. First, the rising costs of health care must be
inflated to nightmarish proportions.
Second, Americans must
not be allowed to keep
whatever doctor and health care plan they have,
nor be allowed
to choose a new doctor or health care plan if they want it. And third, all Americans must
be treated like Bill Clinton treated Monica Lewinsky.
And these are principles that I expect to see upheld at any
bullshit liberal
health care reform bill that's sent to my desk. I mentioned it to the groups that were here today. It's reform
that'll put the final nail in the coffin of
America's economic future, and reform that is a pillar of the new
American Nazi Party.
Reform that we can, must, and will achieve by the end of this year.
Whether you fuckers like it or not.
Ultimately, the debate about reducing costs and larger debate about health care reform itself is not just about numbers. It's not just about forms or systems. It's about
making sure that every American is equally fucked.
My mother passed away from ovarian cancer a little over a decade ago. In the last weeks of her life, when she was coming to grips with her own mortality and showing extraordinary courage just to get through each day, she was spending too much time worrying about whether her health insurance would cover her bills.
And not nearly enough time worrying about dying.
I know that pain is shared by millions of Americans all across this country. And that's why I was committed
to making even more people feel that pain as soon as possible.
That's why
the adoption of pure soulless Marxism
is a key priority to this presidency. That's why I will not rest until
there is no hope left for
the United States of America.
We now return you to your regularly scheduled program. Good job, my man. You know, you were really at the top of your game today. I'm sorry to disappoint. It's over. Yeah, that's what your mother said last night. Oh, fuck you.